So after 33 years of marriage, Ozzy Osbourne and his wife Sharon are rumored to be splitting up. In fact, Ozzy disappeared for a brief time yesterday, but we managed to track him down and we have him on the phone. Thanks for calling in, Ozzy.
Well, thank you for having me. That's why I don't want to.
Okay, this is going to be tough.
Oh, hi, Mark. Don't worry. I'm Ethan, Ozzy's translator. I anticipated there being some difficulty communicating with Ozzy, so I decided to be proactive and jumped on the call.
Oh, okay, perfect. So, Ozzy, what do you think went wrong between you and Sharon?
Oh, well, Sharon, you know, was so smart.
Ozzy says after time, they simply grew apart, but there was one thing that truly upset Sharon.
What was that?
It was the fact that I'm a son of a superstar, someone who doesn't have a pattern on Ethan's.
Ozzy says she was upset that I wasn't as well endowed as my translator, Ethan.
Oh.
Well, that's not really anybody's business, Ozzy.
Did he really say that, Ethan?
Of course I said it was what it's well, Ethan was what it's all about.
Ozzy says, of course that's what I said. Ethan is packing some serious heat downstairs, and he's an excellent listener, and women should definitely look for him on Tinder. Ozzy, hey, you're embarrassing me.
Okay, he definitely did not say that, Ethan.
Oh, don't touch about it. Don't touch about it. Ethan is a little the package by the top. It's been a little bit. It's all the bloody by the bonus. Come on.
Ozzy says, how dare you question the fact that Ethan is built like a can of tennis balls and is the type of guy who will give you a nice, gentle foot rub while you watch Scandal. And he's man enough to go to your work and beat up your boss for talking over you in that meeting. He's anything you want him to be. Just take a chance on him. Take a chance on love. Ozzy, come on. Mark doesn't want to hear that stuff.
All right, this is enough, Ethan. Clearly, you're using Ozzy's inability to speak clearly as some sort of opportunity to pick up women.
Speaking about his father, Ethan wanted his father to pick up his heart and his father to kill him and stuff. And Edward saw that money, and his brother burned on it and rescued him. It's a sense of wanted, you know what I mean?
Speaking of picking things up, Ethan once picked up a nun and ran her out of a burning kitten store that only sells cute kittens. Then he rescued all of the kittens and gave them all away to the kids at the local orphanage because Ethan is a great guy. He's great with kids and kittens and nuns, and he has a great relationship with his mother, but not too great, so you won't have to worry about him choosing her over you. Ethan is the total package. Speaking of package, did I mention the tennis ball can thing?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, Ethan
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling in, Ethan. I hope things work out for you and Ozzy.
Oh, me too, Mark. You know, there's no way I'll ever be as perfect as Ethan. That thing is a police officer's flashlight. Bloody, you know what I mean?
See?
Ethan, Ozzy, thanks for calling in.
Sharon!